Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Nun Aleph, mitzvah 351, as we continue in Parshas B'Chukosai, the second of 12 mitzvos, here at the end of Sefer Vayikra. And in Perach of Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah tells us, V'yedabar Hashem al Moshe l'emor, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yemar tel lahem, as we started to discuss last week, the Parsha of Arachin, the Parsha of Values, that's at the beginning of Perach of Zayin, but then the Torah goes into more specifics. We'll get back to Arachin in the future mitzvos, but the next two mitzvos that we have relate to the issue of Temura, the Isser and the mitzvah of Temura, says the Torah. V'yim behema sheyekrivu bimena karban l'ashem, if one is makriv, is maktish, sanctifies an animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kala sheyitein mimena l'ashem yeh kodesh, every part of that animal will be kodesh. One has the power to be maktish, to sanctify, to imbue an animal with sanctity. We have that power. Lo, and then the Torah adds, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroto. Two lashonos for switching. One is not allowed to substitute. The issue of substitution of a karbon. Tov bara o rabatov. Whether it's a better one for a worse one or a worse one for a better one. Torah tells us that even if I want to give, I give a certain animal a sheep. And I want to make it into a cow, which is a much more expensive animal. It's much more, so it's a, worth much more. It doesn't matter. I have animal A. I say, you know what? I really want to makdish animal B. Two things happen. Number one, that's an issa daraisa. If I try to switch the kedusha, that's today's mitzvah, the issa daraisa. And then the next mitzvah, which we'll talk about connected, because the minchas chinuch does them together, is the mitzvahs asay, that now I have to treat both of them with kedusha. Somewhat of a knas daraisa, a daraisa fine, that they both have to be kadosh now. Again, and the Torah tells us, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiro, so a double lashon of not substituting. Tov bara o ra betov. What does tov bara mean? So Rashi tells us, tov bara doesn't just here mean good and bad. It means tam bebalmum. I can't switch a tam animal for a balmum, a blemished animal, or the opposite. Even if I have a blemished animal, I can't say, okay, I'm going to give a tam animal instead. You're not allowed to do that. You can't switch, period. V'im hamer yamir behema beveima. And if I do it, Vayahu smarso yeh kodesh. So that's tough luck. You want to make the second one instead? It's the second one in addition. That is the los asay and the asay related to the isser of temura. So now we talk about it in the Sefer HaChinuch. There's a lot of lumdis here. It's a lot of messages here. Let's see what we could do over today's time, and then by the Shem next time we'll continue talking about Temura as well. So let's start off. So Namir Bahakadshim says the Chinuch, we're not allowed to substitute in Kadshim. Klomar, Behema Shikti Shalom is Beyach, an animal that I sanctified to be given as a karbon. Shalo Yimiruhu Achar came to Behema Acheres. I can't switch it for another animal. Ela Tikarifi Ba'atzma. I have to be Mak of this one. If it becomes puzzle, if it gets a mum, I can redeem it. There's no iser there. But if I'm makdash animal A, I cannot switch it to makdash animal B. Once I was meimir, klomar sha'amru zu tachazu o zu tmurazu. I say this should be instead of as a substitute. V'chayotze b'lashonos elu, shezeu inyan tmura, any of the lashonos of substitution that Chazal recognize. Afa pishein shamaisa, even though there is no action involved, yesh bedavar chiyuv malkus. One's going to get malkus for this. One, as we'll see, of the three exceptions to the rule, three categories of exceptions to the rule, that one gets malkus. Usually we mentioned many, many times, lav shein bo maisa in lokan alav. Without an action, there is no malkus. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. Even if, though, there is no maisa, one gets malkus. V'yafilo haya bedavar shkaga ksas. Then we have another chiddush of temura. Even if there is an element of shogeg, there's an element of being unintentional. Yesh bo chiyuv malkus. There's still a chiyuv malkus. Ketzad, how? And here he's quoting the shita of the Rambam. Hamiskavin, fourth line. Hamiskavin lomar azay zu temuras olash yeshli. I have kavana, I have a karbon. And I want to say, this is the temura of my ola. And by mistake I say, v'amar temur shlomim sheishli. My language switches what I wanted to say. It's still temura, and you still get malchus, even though you said the different thing than you were about to say. Hazit temura v'loke. It was a shogeg. You meant to say something else? No, but you were still mazed in temura. You still wanted to do the aveira, even though you did it a little differently than you thought. You're still getting the aveira. Mikol mako mazed ube temura. You're still mazed when it comes to temura. So it's a more flexible standard. Interestingly, if you think about it, it's kind of like the opposite of Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos has a higher standard. If I want to rip up a flower A from the ground, and when I put my hand down and I rip up a flower, I ripped up flower B instead. on Shabbos. I violated Kotzer. You're going to be putter on Shabbos. Because Shabbos has the high standard of Malachas Machsheves. So even if you have Kavana for a Malacha, if you didn't do the Malacha that you wanted to do, so then you're not Chayef. Temura is different. Temura says, as long as you had Kavana for the Avera, it is going to be Chayef. That's enough Mazen. Aval, total Shogeg, the Rambam says you wouldn't say. Avalim Haisa and the Chinuch. Avalim Haisa Machshavaso Shem Mutter Lahamir. But if I thought that there was no Isser in doing what I'm doing, what do you mean? I thought I wanted to give a better animal. Yesterday I gave a sheep, but today, you know, I realize I have a lot more money in the bank, so I'll give a cow. Okay, I want to switch. Now I'm going to do that. I didn't know it was an Avera. So if that's the case, then you don't get the Avera, says the Rambam. And the Chinuch. Vade, no, look, for sure you're not going to get Malchus there. Chada the Shogeg. Number one, because you're a Shogeg. Like any Avera. When are you ever Chayiv Malchus for Shogeg? Hard, maybe there's one other exception. Maybe Shivcha Harufa we discussed months ago, years ago. But number one is Shogeg. Va'od, delo malkina nela be'ed of Asra. Number two, you don't only get Malchus after being warned and witnesses. Fari enkan Asra. Here you don't even get Asra. Obviously, if you got Asra, you would know that it's wrong. You would know that you're doing something violating an Avera. But the fact that you didn't get warned, they did a Shogeg, that's why it's going to be mutter. Rov Rishonim seem to hold like the Rambam says, in an understanding of a Gemara in Tzmura, that if somebody is mamish Shogeg on everything, one, of course, is not going to get Malchus. Not everyone, though, agrees to this. The Minchas Chinuch brings this up later on in Os Yud Aleph, where the Minchas Chinuch points out that if you look in the Ravid, and if you look in the Baalei HaTosfos, there are certain opinions that seem to say that even if it's a total Shogeg, still, one is going to be get Malchus. One's going to get Malchus. The Riven, in the beginning of Hilchos Temura, Perak Alav Alachabes. That's where the Rambam quotes. Avalim Dima Shem Mutter Lahamir, the Hamir. If somebody thinks that it's Mutter, or he says other things, right? So that's what the Rambam says, then it's Mutter. But the Riven and the Baalei Tosfos, right? The Minchas Chinuch quotes it here in Os Yud Aleph, Ayin Ravid Vekesev Mishnah Vetosfos Dav Beis, De Yeh Sovrim Da Filu Shogeg Gomer Lokin. Even Shogeg Gomer, one is going to get Malchus. Ayin Shandu Gzeras Akasev might be unique context where one would get Malchus even in a case of Shogeg. Okay, either way, back to the Chinuch as we continue. So there is a little extension of Shogeg. You know what, just even before that, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in the continuation of Os Yud Aleph, this is the Minchas Chinuch on the next mitzvah too, because he does these mitzvahs together. The end of Shinin Beis, he says, V'kivan, the Dibur HaSlo V'kivan, V'kivan the Tzmura Chal HaHektesh Afilu Batos, based on what we just said, that Tzmura is Chal even by accident, as long as somebody realized that he was doing something wrong, Ein She'ela B'Tzmura. Because it's so automatic, the Minchas Chinuch suggests you can't be shoel on Tzmura. What does that mean? I could be shoel on a neder. I could be shoel on a hektesh sometimes. I could go and go to a chacham and say, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done it. Like we have a concept of hataras nedarim or hataras nedarim. We could uproot what we did already by a neder. So hektesh is a form of neder. So what about Tzmura? Says the Minchas Chinuch. But you see, Tzmura works so automatically and so quickly, so it must be, he suggests, that there's no She'ela in Tzmura as well. Once I do Tzmura, there's no going back. The She'ela mashvile neder tos. She'ela is a neder by accident. The kampetos nami kadosh. Right? She'ela makes it into a tos, but here tos also works. Even if you made a mistake, it's going to be Tzmura, and one's going to violate the Avera. So the Minchas Chinuch connects those issues of Shogeg and She'ela, just like it's going to work even by accident. B'shogeg, so too, there's not going to be any she'ela, any undoing of my tmura if I would go to a chacham afterwards. What I did, right? It's an avera, and there's no change again. Okay, let's go back to the chinuch that we are up to. The intishal, the issue that he deals with in the first chinuch, shin nun aleph, the mitzvah he deals with, the issue that he deals with is v'lama lokan ala tmura. Right? We just said this is one of the exceptions to the rule. But why do you get malchus on tmura? We know the rule is, lav she'ein bo maisa, ain't looking to love, whenever you don't do an action, because it's not similar to the lav of muzzling. Right? All lavim, to get malchus, have to be similar to the lav of muzzling, because that's where the source of malchus is in Parshas Kisetze. So, muzzling is an action. So, why do you get malchus by tmura? Hu lav hanchi nitek la'asei. It's not an action, and number two, it's a lav she'nitek la'asei. It's a lav that's connected to an asei, which is another rule that we know of, that any lav gazel, you don't get malchus for because you can return the money. Oshek, not paying a worker on time. Return. The Isser of leaving over a carbon. You don't get Malchus for it because there's the mitzvah assay of burning it the next day. So whenever there's an assay, you don't get Malchus. So So here, Vahush im Yamir, Yehehu smuraso kodesh. So the assay is the next mitzvah, 352. So is an assay connected? So why do we say that there's no... why do we say that there is Malchus? So the Chinuch gives two answers based on the Gemara. The Amru, fourth line of the paragraph. First of all, because there are two lavim, as we started off. Lo yachlifenu velo yamiroso. Neither. You can't be machlif and you can't be meimir. It's the same thing, but the Torah uses two verbs, two phrases. Lav shenitak lase is only when there's one lav and one mitzvah. If there's two lashonos of lav and then a mitzvah, there's too many lavim. Even if one, the assay can knock out one lav, you still have the other lav to get you Malchus. So therefore, reason number one, you don't apply lav shenitak lase because there are two lashonos of lavim here. Kamosha kazati b'seidah zeh, like I wrote in the next mitzvah. V'lo asi assay v'akar tre lavi. Good, assay cannot uproot two lavim. V'od amru tabacher. And then there's a second reason why you're going to get Malchus, even though it's a lav shenitak lase. L'fi she'ein lav d'tmura shavela assay sheba. Because the Isser and the Mitzvah are not the same inclusive. The Isser is more inclusive than the Aseh. Shahat Tzibur, v'chein ha-shutfin, ein osin tzmura me'miru. The rule is that Tzibur, or Shutfin, partners. Let's say we're partners and we do tzmura together. We get the Avera, but the Karbet's not Kadosh. That's a rule. The Lav is more inclusive than the Aseh. You can't say the Aseh then knocks out the Lav and the Aseh is Menatek and fixes the Lav because the Lav is more inclusive. Since the Lav is not equal to the Aseh, lo nomar bazeh shehedinu kalavanitak laseh. So is that a Lav and a Lavanitak laseh? So we said, again, two reasons why you're going to get Malchus, even though it's a Lavanitak laseh. Number one, because there's two Lavim. And number two, because the Lav is more inclusive. That is Lavanita Glase. Whenever Lavanita Glase comes up, we like to quote the Stechemetz, Kasha, that you know there's an answer to. The Stechemetz says in Chela Gimel, page 301, why isn't every Avera a Lavanita Glase? To Tshuva. Every Avera, you have to do Tshuva for it. So every Avera is connected to Tshuva. So every mitzvah, every Lav, should be a Lavanita Glase. That's his Kasha. It's what's called a Kasha that you know there's an answer to. You know there's an answer to this question. It's not a question that's going to be, oh, I don't know the reason. No. He says, so he says, first of all, no, it's Ein Lo Davar Sof. Lava Nitak La'aseh means a specific assay. That's the most Pashan answer. Lava Nitak La'aseh to a specific Aveira and a specific assay. Tshuva doesn't count. Tshuva, you're right, is part of every mitzvah, every lav. But it's not a separate. You also might answer, he doesn't say this one, but you also might say that Tshuva is not a mitzvah. Right, vidui is a mitzvah. But tshuva is not a mitzvah. Then you might say, vidui should be the mitzvah asay. Either way, that's number one. Number two, he quotes the Noda Yehuda, which has come up in the past. The Noda Yehuda says, tshuva is only something that Hashem could see into a person's heart and mind and know if he really feels bad. Human beings, Bezdin, can't act based on tshuva. But the Noda Yehuda says, let's say somebody's Machal Shabbos, bemazed with witnesses, chayim misa. And then before the Eidim bring him to court, he does tshuva and he becomes the Gadol Adar. He becomes the Rosh Yeshiva. You know what? And then they accept the witnesses. They're going to put him to death. What do you mean? What about tshuva? The answer is tshuva, says an Oda Behuda, can only work for Hashem, for the Bezin Shamala. Bezin Shamata cannot act based on tshuva. A, because it's tshuva, they have no idea what the guy's thinking inside. Additionally, the way the Maharal says it is that Bezdin Shalmata only punishes infractions. Bezdin Shalmata doesn't give, right, solicitations for, you know, a cop never pulled you over and said, that was a great right turn, here's $50. Right? The cops don't do that. Cops only say what you did wrong, not what you did right. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give Schar V'Onesh. Bezdin only gives Onshin. So that's why we can't act based. Bezdin's going to give you Malchus. Because Lav Nitak La'aseh, the Aseh is not going to work. Number two. Then he gives a third idea that he says, if you say every Lav is an Lav Nitak La'aseh, this is a big chap, this answer, then even the Lav de Chasima is Lav Nitak La'aseh of Tshuva. So then Memela, there's no problem because this Lav is Dumya to the Lav of Muzzling because the Lav of Muzzling also has the Mitzvah of Tshuva related to it. So it's not going to be a violation of that and you're going to get Malchus anyway. So either way, three answers the Stichemet has for Lavanitik Lase, why one would, all Averis would not be considered Lavanitik Lase of Shuva, but rather only if you have a specific Lav that is related to it. Wonderful, we continue. So that was all why one gets Malkus, even though it's a Lav Nitik Lase. So now we have to go to the other issue. Why do you get Malkus? It's also a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you don't get Malkus either. V'yim Tishalod, V'lam Alokin Alav Zeh, Achar She'efshar Lav, or Alav Ebeli Maisa. Right, I just say it. I say, this animal should be Hekdash instead of this one. It's just Dibur, it's just speech. B'dibur Levad, V'klalahu, and we know the rule that I have said many times, says the Chinuch, to Kaimalon, Kol Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Ein Lokin Alav. Right, I've said it many times, that if you can do it without an act, so, right, why do you get Malkus? Shahat Torah, so what's his answer? Shahat Torah hechnir b'hem harbe. Now the Torah is very machmir by Tmura. After all, it has a double lashon. It says it twice. Don't do it. Don't do it. L'chayei b'hem malkas avabi she'in bo maisa. Right. This is an exception to the rule. You're right. I have no answer. Says the Chinuch. But Chazal say it. Chazal say in the beginning of Maseches Tmura that this is an exception to the rule. And don't tell me v'al tahara. Don't say, well, you are doing a maisa. Your lips are moving. So if your lips are moving, akim asfasav. Isn't that an action? Isn't that an action of a maisa? Says the Chinuch, no. That's not the answer. The answer is, there is no maisa, but you still get malchus. It's an exception to the rule. Don't think that because one moves their lips, one is going to get malchus. That's not the reason. The reason is because there is no malchus, there is no maisa, but you're still going to get malchus. And this is all taken from the Gemara, but taken from the Rambam, as the Chinuch always does. The first Rambam in Hilchos Temura, the end of Sefer Karbanos, the Rambam says, Kol ha-meimir loke. It's amazing. The Rambam doesn't start off by saying it's usher to do something. He tells you the chiddush right away. Kol ha-meimir loke. I'll call behema u-behema she-yamir. Each animal that you're meimir, you get malchus for. V'afal pi shelo asa maisa. Even though you didn't do an action. Mipu ha-shmu alamdu. And we have a misora, says the Rambam. She-kol mitzvahs losa asay she-ein bo maisa. Ein loken alav. If there's no maisa, no malchus, chutz, except for three exceptions. Nishba, certain oaths, Meimir, Tmura, Umakalas Chaver B'Shem. If I curse my friend using Shem Hashem. Shlosh Alavim Elu, E Efshar Sheyeh B'en Maisa Klau. These three Averis, says the Rambam, there's no way you could do an act for Lokin Alav. And you still got Malkus. And he quotes, what about Nita Glase? Then he quotes the Chinuch. But that's what he says. The Rambam says, it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, you're still going to get Malkus. Three exceptions to the rule, Nishba, Meimir, Makalal Es Chavero B'Shem. Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Temura, the second Tosfos in the Masechta, says, in his view, one should get 80 Malkus, not 40 Malkus. Not 40 Malkus, 80 Malkus. Why? It's a double lashon, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. Every lav gets 40 lashes. So here it says it a double lashon, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir, as we just learned. So isn't that, shouldn't you get 80? So Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos says, the first answer, you're right, it just says lokin, you do get 80. Tosfos' first answer is that you do get 80. Tosfos' second answer is that no, one of the phrases is referring to his own karbon, and one is referring to his friend's karbon. Okay, but either way, fundamentally, Tosfos seems to be saying that you would get double malchus. The Brisker Rav, in the beginning of Temura, the first Griz in Maseches Temura says, he thinks that this relates to a machlokas Rambam Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, and Bali Tosfos are holding like the Ramban. The machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban is, if the Torah says something 10 times, it says ten times it says don't do something, avodah zarah, or don't take advantage of a ger, right? Many times, right? Many times the Torah repeats it like many times in different places. So how many mitzvahs is that counted as? So that's for sure it's counted as one mitzvah, right? We don't count it as 10 different mitzvahs if it says it ten different times. But how many malchus do you get? Sometime the Gemara will say, why does he repeat it? Lav or lav b'lavin harbe. The Gemara will say, to show that he violates many lavim. What does that mean? The Rambam says explicitly in Shoresh Tishii, in the 9th Shoresh, in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the 14 rules, the Rambam says, you get one malchus. That's it. One set of malchus. It says it 5 times in the Torah. That's just for emphasis. That's just to say, this is really bad. This is really bad. Don't do this. That's why the Torah repeats it 5 times. When a parent repeats something to a child, it's the same issur, no matter how many times the parent says it, but it will repeat it 5 times in order so the child knows the seriousness. But it's the same avera. It's one avera. The only time it's going to be different averos is if you're doing various averos that overlap. So the Rambam says, for example, the Gemara in Makkos that says if you eat an ant, you get 5 averos, and you get 5 sets of malchus. The Rambam says, because there you're doing 5 averos at once. It's not one aveira. You're eating a sheretz haaretz. You're eating a this. He goes through all different isurim, separate isurim. But in a chinami, if you're doing the same aveira, it just says it five times in the Torah, that's one set of malchus. And the Ramban argues. Ramban says no. In all those cases, lav and harbe, if the Torah says it three times, you can get three aveiras. You get three sets of malchus, says the Ramban. You don't count it as three separate mitzvos. But three separate malchus. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Shirashim. Says the Brisker Rav. Our Tosfos, right, machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, l'chora, they'd have machlokas about Tumura. According to the Ramban, Pashas, he would hold like Tosfos that you get 80 malchus. Every time one violates Tumura, you get double lashes. Not just one set of lashes, because it says, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yamaroso. And the Rambam would say, no. The Rambam would say, you get one set. So that is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, with Tosfos saying his sheet as well. The shorash of this mitzvah is what I say later, says the Chinuch. That, Hashem, we will discuss in the next mitzvah. He didn't give the hashkafa here, because he gave the hashkafa the next mitzvah. Remember, we've said a number of times, in the old Chinuch, when the Chinuch first wrote it, he had all the mitzvahs asay first, and then all the mitzvahs los asay. The way we have the Chinuch, it's broken up altogether. All of it together in order. By psukim, I say all says together. But here, look what he says. He says, "I already wrote in the second mitzvah of this parsha the message." That's the next mitzvah in ours. So he didn't already write it because our mitzvahs are all together. So we'll have to see the hashkafa behind Temura Hashem next time when we meet. But just finishing up this mitzvah. V'noeg yisur zeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. This mitzvah applies always. B'zacharim v'dekevus, men and women, even b'zman hazeh. We've already said we're not supposed to be makdish things b'zman hazeh. We shouldn't say this is a carbon. What if we did? What if we made a carbon and then we try to switch the carbon? So we could violate Tzmura, even Bizman Hazeh. Right, it's one of the mitzvahs that apply Bizman Hazeh, even though we shouldn't put ourselves into this situation. Im avar adam behikdish behema lemizbeach, v'yakach hemira beidem hasra, you a maber, you can get malchus. You're chayim malchus if they were edem and hasra. So next time we have to talk about the hashkafa and the lumdus. Major questions. By Tumura, how much is it a new Hakdasha? How much is it just building off the previous Hakdasha that was done originally? It's a Lamdish question. What's the Chiddush of Tumura? Is the Chiddush of Tumura that the second one is Kadosh? Is the Chiddush of Tumura that the first one is still Kadosh? Which one is the Chiddush that I wouldn't have known without the Chiddush HaTorah? So these are all interesting questions, plus a number of points brought up by the Minchas Chinuch that we, Be'ez Hashem, will do next time. Okay, we'll stop here.